achieve? Was that the way you saw it today?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually our biggest weakness offensively as a team is knocking down shots from the outside. And then, you know, Justin hit two in a row, and then I hit one right after that. And that kind of stretched the game out. So when we're making threes, you know, we know we're going to get production from Bryson Kennedy inside. But, you know, when myself, Justin, Nate can knock down a couple threes, it makes the offense even that more dangerous.
How much more dangerous is the offense when you're putting the ball on the floor, you're getting in the lane, you're getting those floaters, you even got to the rim one time today in the half court?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. You know, I told myself when I went home for break that I needed to do a better job of varying my shots. You know, I was shooting too big a percentage of my shots were coming from three. You know, in the second half, I was able to get in the paint a lot more, and that just makes it harder for us to be guarded as a team. You know, it opens up everyone else, and it also allows me to make some shots that aren't, you know, 30 feet away from the basket.
Plus, you can get to the line more.
Yeah, and then I can get to the line also, so that's a big thing. I'll probably try to attack more.
Did you think you were hunting too much, especially, I know you said it felt good against Greensboro, but do you think maybe you were hunting the three a little too much?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of times where I'd just be open. You know, even in the Ohio State game, you know, a lot of my shots came from three because they were in the zone, and I ended up wide open. And the same thing happened in that Greensboro game, but I can't, you know, allow that to dictate how I play. You know, I still got to be aggressive and put pressure on the defense.
So is that a Christmas resolution to go inside more?
No, I guess the break allowed me to, you know, assess how the first part of the year went as a team individually, and, you know, just talk with some of my family and friends whose opinion on basketball I value. And just, you know, it's pretty clear to see that 75% of my shots can't come from three every game. You know, that's part of the reason I'm shooting 30-some% from the floor. So just being more aggressive and being more complete offensive player will help me out.
Did you watch anything? Did you watch yourself during the break?
Yeah, I mean, I watched a couple games from this year. I didn't watch any from last year or anything like that. But I just was more curious to see how we played when I was watching those games. I was kind of bored.
Justin started off so well. As a leader on the team, do you have to kind of watch out freshman? Will there be dips and highs and confidence and how that works with him?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot I can do. But, you know, having gone through that, you know, I can just, you know, be there for him and let him know that that's going to happen. But, you know, he did a great job. He's very unselfish. One time I pitched it ahead to him, and he just passed it right to Joel for the layup opportunity instead of trying to take it himself. So he's been shooting the ball well. Well, he shot the ball well today in the first half, and he's still an unselfish player, so we need him to keep shooting the way he did today.
Do you feel like sometimes you can kind of tell he's questioning himself whether he should take something, whether he should be aggressive, or whether he should just kind of defer to other guys?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough sometimes, especially when, you know, it's early in the season, and, you know, he had a really good couple exhibition games and first couple games of the year. And then the quality of competition rose, and, you know, he wasn't quite sure his role yet. And now we're getting to the point in the season where you can see that we want to pound the ball inside, and he's going to be one of our perimeter options. But he's just getting a feel for where he can attack and where he can pick his spots. And I think, you know, once you get that down, you can be more effective.
Today you're moving forward having a second shooter. What kind of impact that could have?
Yeah, it's really important. And then, you know, some games it might not be Justin. It might have to be Nate or Joel or Theo, you know. But just having somebody that can knock down shots, just it really dictates how we can play offensively, because it's hard to pound the ball inside when teams pack it in. You know, so when we have a couple outside shots go in, we can attack lanes. We can throw the ball into Kennedy and Bryce and give them room to, you know, make their plays.
Shooting in the second half, if that opened up anything for your driving, or was it anything coincidence? Or
no, I think I just got a little bit more aggressive off the bounce, but maybe that did help a little bit, the fact that they had to, you know, see the shooters.
How much did the game against UAB last year weigh in the minds of players going into this game?
Oh, it was definitely something we talked about, but, you know, we talked about that with Butler too, and that didn't turn out very well for us. You know, we had lost to them a couple of years back, and we reminded ourselves of that, but this one was pretty fresh. You know, we went to UAB and they really beat us. They out-rebounded us 51-37. We heard those numbers a lot in these last couple of days leading up to practice. So we knew what this team was capable of. We watched them in the Bahamas and we were ready to play and respond. And we understood how important this was for us moving forward. You know, we had a nice couple of 4 or 5 days off, and now, you know, now it goes pretty quickly once we hit ACC play.
You mentioned Justin having a good exhibition games, and it felt like in those games that the ball always found its way into his hand somehow.
Yeah.
And obviously, first part of the season, especially, you know, the last couple games, it hasn't, you know, until here and there it has, but it hasn't as much. I guess what's the difference, I mean, between him getting the ball, his hands on the ball a lot, and not, and how much of a difference does that make in his game?
Yeah, he's a guy that kind of, he always, like, quietly will have double figures. You'd be like, oh, Justin was 6 for 7. You know, he was like that in high school. I watched the McDonald's All-American game. He had like 20-some points and only took like 11 shots.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how he is. So when he gets a couple of those, I think that helps his game out. You know, he gets a little floater. He likes to shoot. That'll help his outside shot and his confidence and everything. So I guess just tell him to keep attacking the offensive glass and try to get something easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that maybe will help you knock something down.
After a game like this and after the Ohio State game, which I thought was your most complete game, how good can this team be heading into ACC play?
We can be very good. You know, we still have some things we got to iron out. We turned the ball over way too much. We had 18 today, and 13 of those were in the second half against a little bit of pressure that we should be able to handle. But I think the ceiling for this team is really high, especially if we make shots. If we can make some outside shots, then we're pretty much a complete team because our defense has been pretty solid so far this year. So those are the two things I would point to.
How's the transition offense going? I noticed you pushed a little more this game than some other games. I mean, is that something you try to do, or you just kind of let it come as the game happens?
That's something I make a conscious effort to do. You know, we like to get the tempo in our favor, and UAB doesn't mind running as well, so that helps get the pace and the possessions up if the other team is also running. But that's something we wanted to do, and I think we did a good job of forcing turnovers. They turned the ball over a lot early, and we were able to turn those into scoring opportunities.
So defensively, you guys are holding teams to a pretty low shooting percentage like in the second half, but they're getting to the foul line, they're hitting a lot of free throws. Is there something with the fouling in particular that y'all have got to fix, that you can identify, that you can resolve, so you're not – doing things on the line so much? And
yeah, a lot of it is interior fouling. You know, we don't get too many fouls out on the perimeter. A lot of times it's when a guy gets on our hip and one of our bigs will come over and foul. And that's something, you know, we talk about being straight up and walling all the time. It's just we got to do a better job executing down low and keeping them out of the paint. Because when they get the ball inside, you know, it's tough not to foul a guy when he's a couple feet away from the basket and there's three or four guys down there. So just doing a better job of our initial defense.